Letter to Leroy Chatfield regarding my work with the United Farm Workers Union. Written and narrated by Bennett Linkoff. Dear Leroy, in 1973, I was a 21-year-old college student, a history major, recruited by my friend Tom Dalzell to work as a volunteer paralegal in the United Farm Workers Legal Department. I was stationed at La Paz, but spent most of my time in the field where the action was, serving grower and Teamster defendants in the Chavez versus Fitzsimmons lawsuit, monitoring picket lines and taking declarations from farm workers who were forced to sign Teamster authorization cards, or who were witness to or victims of Teamster goon, grower, or police violence. I had planned to be an historian, a teacher. Cesar Chavez convinced me otherwise. He actively encouraged me to go to law school, telling me I should, quote, use law as a tool for social change. I followed his advice, and that has made all the difference. I was with the union from January through July 1973, and again from January through July 1975, when I entered law school. I kept journals during both of my stints with the union, densely written, penciled scribblings. I recently transcribed my journal from 1973. I was surprised to find it is more than 40,000 words long. Unfortunately, my journal from 1975 was destroyed years ago in a flood. In addition to setting me on course to a career as an attorney, my work with the union had a profound effect on my life. It was life-changing. It immersed me in a context and culture about which I knew too little going in, and stunned me with a welcoming embrace in exchange for my commitment and work, my sacrifice and dedication, as many striker friends told me. 50 years on, I better understand that my sacrifice and dedication were, ultimately, contingent, but no less impactful because of that. It forced me to witness for the first time, and standing within a breath's distance, violence more serious than a schoolyard fistfight, wholly gratuitous state-sanctioned mayhem inflicted with impunity by thugs, goons, and sheriff's deputies. It taught me how to improvise and to hustle. It brought me to tears in a park in Coachella, engulfed in a sea of farm workers, overcome by their pride, courage, resilience, and determination as we sang anthems of solidarity. There is nothing so exhilarating, so close to the life force itself, as feeling as one with a large group of others in pursuit of the good. I still get goosebumps and a tight throat just thinking about it. Quite improbably, it brought me into the arms of my first love, a Chicano striker from Coachella. He and I are friends to this day. Our relationship changed both our lives very much for the better. It started me on a lifelong appreciation of the consequences of being born when, where, and to whom we each are, and the privileges, challenges, and obligations that arise from that accident of fate. My time with the UFW was a heady experience for the young man I was. It was a liminal period in my life. My journal reminded me that I was a person at significant risk and that things could easily have gone either way for me. I am grateful for the opportunity to have served La Causa. I got much more out of it than I possibly ever could have contributed. In peace and with gratitude, Bennett Lincoff.